Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Chris Barella-Nystrom of Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods with today's community comment. This is a busy time of year. Retailers are all duking it out for our final dollar, our employers are busy organizing the company holiday party, and our relatives are debating over everything from what do we get mom and dad for Christmas to whose house do we all pack into. But even in all the craziness, most people reflect on this time of year with fond, joyous memories. With all the stress and checklists and running around to prepare for another wonderful holiday with family, it's easy to forget that this time of year isn't a happy occasion for everyone. Being involved with Boys and Girls Club, I've been able to witness the stories of some truly remarkable kids in unremarkable circumstances, like 7-year-old Julie. A few years ago, when I started working with the club, our teens hosted a family dinner night. They worked hard all afternoon, preparing a feast for those teens, parents, and young children that would be coming in for a hot meal and some community bonding. Julie's older brother was a member at our teen center at the time. When I first interacted with Julie, she was shy, not wanting to share much, though I did manage to get her to crack a smile for a corny Christmas joke. As I went around the room greeting people, I noticed Julie was sitting by herself. No parents or other siblings were there with her. She'd finished half of her plate of food and then sat there as if not sure what to do next. I walked over and motioned to the half-finished chicken and green beans and said, "Oh, green beans are my favorite. Do you not like them?" Very quietly, she told me she was saving them. I was confused, so I prodded a bit more. She opened up to tell me that she wanted to bring them home to her little brother. I told her to go ahead and finish all that she wants and that I would make a special to-go box for her to take home. I came to learn that this was a more common scene than I anticipated. You see, Julie is among the 10% of young people that come into our club whose families don't have stable housing. Stability is always something I've taken for granted. I've always had a roof over my head, I've always had food in the cupboard, even if it was only ramen in my college days. Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods serves thousands of youth every year. If 10% of those kids we see in our daily after-school programs are lacking stable housing, surely many more are lacking other vitally important things needed to be successful. Working with the club this time of year, I'm reminded of how generous our North Coast community truly is. This is the reason I got involved with the club. To make a child's life a little bit better. To help give them the extra support they need to learn, be healthy, and grow into productive citizens. So take a moment this time of year to be involved with the community. Make a donation, volunteer, or simply share our Boys and Girls Club story with your friends and family. Find out how you can be involved by calling the club at 441-1030 or easily give a donation to help our local kids at givebgc.org. This has been Chris Barella-Nystrom with Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods for the Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.